She is hard. Her voice screams callous and her touch raw. You think she doesn't care, but she does, and she always has. You mistook her tenacity for bitch. She is quick. She can time travel like you've never seen before. You saw her tomorrow and didn't realize because you were stuck in yesterday. You mistook her forward thinking for Detro. She is quiet. Her silence scares you because it makes you unsure of yourself. She compels you to swallow and taste your vices. You mistook her composure for judgment. She is vital. Her urgency in this room is undeniable. Your rejection of it only ensures that her visit maintains. You mistook her necessity for oppression. She is unseen. If you had to guess, she would be everywhere and nowhere. Her body is not contained to the visible realm. You mistook her presence for absence. She is radical. Her mind is bottomless, but not like oceans. Bottomless like Black history and Panther bullets. You mistook her revolutionary for hostility. She is secure. Her ego suffocates your inner zealous. You wonder who could be that home. You mistook her confidence for hubris. She is sweet. She is diligent. She is imperfect. She is voice. She is ready. She is now and then. If you asked her why she is always misunderstood, why she is a giver even when we are takers, she would tell you it is because she is a leader.
You're listening to Our Mirrors Reflections via Anchor.fm. Anchor FM makes podcasting easy, especially for a startup like me. I love using this platform because it's free. You can accept sponsorships as well as its ability to automate distribution of your podcast across majority, if not all, of podcast channels. You should give Anchor a try. It's free to sign up. Thanks so much for following Our Mirrors Reflections. Welcome to Our Mirrors Reflections with Andrea Jackson. Thank you so much for joining me this week. This week is going to be a special episode because one of my guests sent me a DM and requested me to cover this topic, and I decided that I would this week. The topic this week, we are going to talk about baby mama and baby father trauma. And the reason why I decided to do it, because I've gotten a lot of emails in the past about it and DMs, and I really didn't want to touch on it because I have covered, you know, ex-husband and ex-wife stuff before, but I really haven't touched on it in this capacity. So I decided this week I would tackle it a little bit. This gentleman has a bit of an issue. He has two baby mothers that neither one of them he has been married to. And he's been having some child support issues. And the issue is he is paying child support for both the children, plus one child that is actually not his child, but he did adopt the child when he was with one of the moms. And it's a very interesting story because I've never really heard a story quite like this of a man adopting a child that was not his with a woman that he was not married to, which to me, I think is an amazing thing to do. But once they broke up, the baby mother decided to take him to court for child support for the child that wasn't biologically his, which is interesting. I get legally it's his child because he adopted the child. But I don't really understand it because it's kind of a gray area for me. And I will definitely kind of refrain from giving my opinion on this. But what I will say is we have to learn to be fair on both sides. It's really important. And I will say this as a woman that who's been divorced. We cannot use children as a ploy to get back at our ex-husbands, our ex-baby daddies, ex-baby mamas. We cannot. We just can't. We have to be there for our children. We have to be there for our daughters and sons. And I see this all too many times from women and from men. You know, I can't stand that woman. I can't stand that guy. Am I doing a doggone thing for those kids, you know, on both sides. And, you know, at the end of the day, who suffers? The kids. The kids is the one that suffers and grow up with the issues and then pass down that learned behavior down to their own offspring. We have to do better. We really do. Why can't we sit down as two adults who made a decision to bring life into the world to say, listen, what does the child need on a monthly basis? And sit down together as a team with both of your finances and say, this is what I'm bringing in biweekly or monthly, and this is what I can do. Write down what is the child expenses per month for food, for school, for clothing, and come to a reasonable agreement. Like, what is the problem with that? I really can't relate to this because I'm sorry, my ex-husband and I, we did not go through this type of business. I mean, we both always wanted what was best for our children. And I got to tell you, I was not one of those women that, you know, gutted him like a fish for the money. I was not. I walked away with zero. And I stand by that. I left him in the house and I left that. And it's true. I'm not just saying it to put it out there. It is a fact. You know, if you want to look up my divorce decree, you can. I'm just telling you, you got to be careful on what you do to your children because they will remember it. And we have to be mindful of what we say about our partners to our children because they will remember it. It's one thing that I always remember my mom didn't do. She never talked ish about my father, no matter how many negative things he did. And it's something that stood out to me. You have to sit down as a team and put your differences aside. I do feel for what this guy is going through. He adopted this young child, which to me speaks volumes of him. And then the relationship unfortunately didn't work. He wants to take care of his son, but he feels like, you know what, although I adopted this other child and he's not my child, I really don't feel I should have to pay child support, you know, for this kid. I think what's really probably bothering him is that I would have, but the fact that she went down to court, you know, for child support for the child that's not mine, I think he's really hurt about that. And that really says a lot about her, that she really wanted to cut him so deep. And I think on both sides, we really have to not take the emotions out of it. Go for counseling and go deal with what your issues are so that you can come back to the table with clear minds about the children. It's no longer about you. Clearly, you guys couldn't work it out. You couldn't work together as one, as a team. Now you got to come together as a team for the kids. You got to put your differences aside. And I know it's difficult. I have been there. And that is why counseling as individuals is important. Just as much counseling as family when you get divorced is just as important. Your guys are going to have to learn how to cohabitate still as a family because there's children involved. You can separate from each other, but you can't separate the family. You're still a family. And this whole cliche of ideas when you get divorced, when you get separated, or, you know, you're just my baby mother, you have children together. You're bound forever for life. Even when that kid is 21, someone is going to get married. You're going to become grandparents. What are you going to separate the grandchildren? What are you not going to show up at the wedding? I mean, come on. Are we thinking about the kids? Or are you just thinking about yourselves? The ego, the ego, the ego. Put the ego away. Put the emotions away. It's time. That is probably what got y'all separated in this situation in the first place. The ego. You guys hear me talk about it all the time on my podcast. Put the ego away. Stop being so self-absorbed and selfish. Take a look at that reflection in the mirror. See what your flaws are. Write them down. Acknowledge where you went wrong in the relationship. Both of you have issues. And I'm sure when you both came into the relationship, you came in with your baggage. And then you had children, which added more baggage into the relationship because you both have your whole ideas of how you want to raise children, which are different because your parents raised you one way, her parents raised her another way. but you guys have to come to a mutual playing field for these kids. Because they're going to remember how you handle them. They're going to grow up and be adults one day. And what do you want them to grow up and look back and say about both of you? Women, let's just talk about us for a minute. We're emotional creatures. We all know that. And we know we can cut deep with our behaviors and with our mouths and with our actions. And we have to stop using these children as toys. We have to. We can't use them as, you know, as pawns, because they're not that. They are children who we birthed, who we carried, who we love, who we would die and do anything for. They need their daddies. They need that man in their life. And it's not through a paycheck. It's not through a child support check. Yes, they need to eat. They need to be clothed. They need their education. They need to survive. Absolutely. But they need to be loved first and foremost. Fathers out there, the best thing that you can do for your children is to love their mother. Your sons are watching you. Your daughters are watching you. They are going to choose their father when they get older. So make sure that the foundation you are laying for them is the foundation you want them to choose in a man. And for the mothers who are raising sons, make sure the foundations you are raising for your and laying for your sons, you want them to be able to choose that in a woman. It's important. It's very, very, very important. We have to stop this nonsense with this baby mom and baby father drama. You men out there, if you don't want baby mamas and you don't want the baby mama dramas, you need to protect yourself. You need to do better. You don't want to be a baby daddy. You don't want a baby mothers. Protect yourself so you don't have that. That's what you need to do. Accountability. These women out here, when men tell you they don't want children, they don't want to be a father, they're not ready, you need to listen to what they are telling you. They're telling you something. If you want a man to give you a baby, you need to go and find that. Go find yourself a husband. Go find yourself father material to be there to raise your children. Be accountable for what you want. They're out there. You have to just look for him. Look for what you want. Put on your vision board for what you want. Put yourself in an environment where you're going to find that type of man. But if a man is telling you, I'm not that type of man, don't think you can shape him or make him, because he's not that type of man and he's telling you he's not that type of man. So when you get that type of man, don't cry about it later when the baby comes and he's giving you what he told you he was. Nobody wants to hear it. No one is not interested in that conversation because he told you what he was. Just handle it like most women are. Like my mama did. She handled it with her 6 kids and never complained about it. Do just that. Okay? You fathers out there who don't want to handle your responsibility of your children and you think that life is going to be well for you, guess what? The world is circled for a reason. What comes around is going to come right back around. Okay? Those children's going to end up being great, successful citizens of this world. Okay? And they will not acknowledge you. And if they do, it's only because their mother raised them the right way. We have to be accountable as parents. These children did not ask to be here. We made a choice. And because we made that choice, we owe it to them. Even if we don't make it together as a couple, we are still a family. This whole ideology of once a family divorce or they break up, that we're no longer a family. We are a family. We're just a family in 2 separate homes, but we're still a family. The family unit doesn't break up. The husband, the wife, the man, the woman has separated, but the kids, the mother and the father has not. There's a big difference. It's a big difference. And we need to talk about this more. We need to sit down and have open dialogue about these conversations more. And we need to stop pitting man against woman and woman against man or woman against woman and man against. We need to stop. We are humans and we need to raise these children. These children need to see us do things differently because they are our future and they're watching us. They need to see love. They need to feel love. Because that's all children need to thrive. All they need is love. Yes, education is nice, the nice clothes, the vacations, but guess what? I grew up with none of that. And I grew up fine because I had love in my home. And that's all these children need. Stop dragging these men to court and letting these people who don't know anything about our families and about our cultures decide our children's faith. We have to come together and make it happen for ourselves and for our communities. Women and men of my community, I'm holding you accountable for our children and no one else. We've got to do better. Thank you so much for joining our Mirrors Reflections. This is for you, my listener. You know who you are. I hope you're happy with my comment. This is as real as I could be with you. And this is the advice that I would have given any of my clients. It's the advice I would have given my own daughter. It's the advice I would have given my closest, dearest friends. Hang in there. Go and get some counseling for yourself. For both of you as a family, and I wish you the best. Thank you for joining our Mirrors Reflections, and I'll see you guys next weekend.